real, that your abundance is real, that your power is real, that love is real, that you deserve to have faith is real. If you didn't believe it was real, you wouldn't even be here. So you're doing that too. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. I know.
We cool.
Y'all, you more than cool. You are a total blessing in my life.
They are cool.
Your purpose hasn't changed and your purpose will not change. Your purpose hasn't changed and your purpose won't change. Your purpose hasn't changed and your purpose won't change. Your purpose has not changed and your purpose will not change. Your purpose has not changed and your purpose will not change. For you have accepted, you accepted what can never change. You have accepted what can never change. You have accepted what can never change. And the love of God for you can never change. The love of the universe for you can never change. You finally chose something that can never change. So, nothing that it needs to be forever changes can you now withhold from it. Your release is certain. Your release from fear is certain. Your release from fear is certain. Your release from lack is certain. Your release from worry is certain. Your release is certain. Your release is certain. Your release is certain.
Your release
is certain. Give as you have received. Give as you have received. Give as you have received. And demonstrate that you have risen far beyond any situation that would hold you back. Demonstrate that you have risen far beyond any relationship that would hold you back. Demonstrate that you have risen far beyond any situation that could hold you back and keep you separate from him whose call you answered. There is nothing that can keep you separate from the call of love that you've answered. Demonstrate that you have risen far beyond any situation that could hold you back. How? Give as you have received. Why? Because your release is certain. Will I have everything I need to help me out? Nothing that it needs to be forever changes can you now withhold from it. Will my purpose change? Your purpose hasn't changed. Your purpose will not change because you've accepted what can never change. It'll never change. So take a breath. So I'm going to ask you to do something that may be a little challenging, but I want you to do it anyway.
All right.
Would you acknowledge yourself for hearing this much, to let me in? Give it up. Remember, can we give it up to each other? Can look at the pool. I'm going to talk about. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm so grateful for what you've done today. You've taken the course and read it to me, and I hear the beauty of the extraordinary, masterful way he keeps so gently telling us what to do. Thank you, because when you read it, oh, I really appreciate that.
Thank you,
your correct perception. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your correct perception. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you're seeing me right. I've been waiting all my life for people to see me right. Thank you. Thank you. I knew it wasn't me. Tell the truth. With yourself, you're pretty cool.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's other folks that don't like it.
Except for that Siamese twin.
Yeah, except for that Siamese twin in yourself. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But what I want you to know is, why I asked that question about being robbed is to get you to kind of shift over to that part of your mind and realize this, in reality, you are safe most of the time.
Yeah.
Your own life is proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
That there's less to fear than there is to love. That you are safe more than you are attacked. That you are joined more than you are alone. That you have made it through everything that you've gone through up until this point, which means you must be stronger than anything that happened to you in your past.
Right.
And you weren't even as aware in your past as you are now. So you know that if you so choose, everything can just become one sure and continuous means of establishing for you that you are truly loved. That that really can be what you experience from this moment forward if you would like to. And that's what we are together for. So, I'm going to do the love offer. Thank you for sharing with me.
Wow, well, I just shared my experience yesterday. It was really, really good. So I probably just set my dad against it. I know you guys shared with me And I do have a group that I meet with on Tuesday nights at the Miracle Center at 7 o'clock. And that's Monroe and Lufthel.
University of Colorado, and I have information over there, and I'm Joyce.
Thank you.
All right. If you want to get copies of it, I make copies of the class. You can also bring your own tape player, record the classes while I teach it if you like. EarlPurdy.com. You can buy classes and download them directly to your computer. The strain that we're going through, because we're not practicing the truth and that we're not letting it in. That makes a lot more sense to me than the other way of looking at it. Right?
Right.
Okay, so let's take a couple of minutes to land this plane. Let the truth be what it is. Do not intrude upon it. Don't attack it. Don't interrupt its coming. Let it in. Let the thoughts in. Even though they may be hard to believe. Even though they may be quite startling. Even though you may feel some resistance. Even though you may not be able to accept it. Don't worry about that. That's normal when you hear something completely different from what you've been taught. Just let it in. Just let it in, and it will call forth and secure for you the faith that you need for peace. So when you're having an upset, that's when you need the truth the most. It's when you are afraid. That's when you need the truth the most, when you are afraid. That's when you need the truth the most. It's when you're most upset. That's when you need the truth the most, when you're most upset. That's when you're most tempted to put it down. That's when you're most tempted to let it go. That's when you're most tempted to let it go. That's when you're most tempted to not practice it. It's when you're the most upset. But that's when you need it the most, when you're most upset and afraid. So let it in. It will secure the faith you need. It will secure the faith you need to bring you peace. Let the power of the Holy Spirit's purpose, let that power of peace, let that power of total fulfillment, let that purpose of total fulfillment walk out of here today and tell yourself, my purpose is total fulfillment, 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 my purpose is total fulfillment. And then let that situation that you go into next be used as one sure and continuous means for establishing that purpose. And when you feel some kind of sorrow or pain, what are you going to tell yourself? I'm feeling the intolerable strain of denying the truth and not listening to the truth. I'm feeling the strain of not letting the truth in. I'm feeling the strain of refusing to believe how loving I am. I'm feeling the strain of refusing to believe how innocent I am. I'm feeling the strain of refusing to believe how wealthy I am. I'm feeling the strain of refusing to believe how I am not alone. That is what I'm really going through. That's what's really causing my pain. It's my straining to not believe the wonderful truth about myself. You've accepted the truth as the goal of your relationship, and so now you are a giver of peace. And since you are now a giver of peace, the conditions of peace are going to be attracted to you, because now you set the goal of peace, so the conditions of peace are going to be attracted to you, and your purpose hasn't changed, and your purpose will not change. So everything that you need to keep your purpose, everything that you need to succeed at your purpose, everything that you need to make that purpose of happiness and peace for you real, will be given to you now, because you have set the goal of peace for yourself. So give as you have received, because your release is certain. I know you may be afraid, but your release is certain. I know you may have some concerns in this area, but your release is certain. So it's time for you to demonstrate, to live, to see that you've risen far beyond any situation that could hold you back. I have risen far beyond any situation that can hold me back. I have risen far beyond any situation that can hold me back. You have risen far beyond any situation that can hold you back. You've risen far beyond any situation that can hold you back. You're here, so you've risen far beyond any situation that can hold you back. You made it. You made it through your childhood. You made it through your birth. You made it. You made it. You made it. You are stronger than anything that you have gone through in the past. You are stronger than anything that you've gone through in the past, because you are here right now. And the present is your point of power. 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 And right now can be used as one sure and continuous means to demonstrate that you are love. You are love. You only deserve love. And you are loved. May the course be with you. Yeah. See you next time.
Us, absolutely.
Those are available. I will see you on Wednesday, 12 noon, 7 p.m. on Thursday, 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Thank you.